Food is the language everyone speaks, but do we truly understand it?
Between the conversations over organic food and GMOs, different diets taking the world by storm, and how what we eat actually impacts our environment,
there's no shortage of things to learn about. Hi, I'm Karel Vega.
And I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum, and this is Serving Up Science. Welcome to Serving Up Science, this series all about food, where it comes from, and how it impacts our health and planet. I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum.
And I'm Karel Vega.
And today's episode is all about what we eat, or really what we're not eating. Karel, what did you have for dinner last night?
I had a delicious cheeseburger, or bacon burger.
Had bacon on it. How was it?
It was delicious. I really liked it.
And did you finish the whole thing?
I did not. I actually got a little full and had half of it left. I rolled it up in the wrapper and I threw it out.
Ooh, see, that's a problem. You contributed to food waste. And that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Let's do it. How much food are we wasting?
So around the world, that's 1.3 tons of food wasted or lost every single year, or a third of all food made for human consumption. So as a percentage, do you know what that might be per year?
Oof, what?
40%, Karel. 40% of the food we're growing gets wasted.
That is incredible. You're telling me nearly half of the food that is produced in the country, we just throw it in the garbage?
It's true. And you know what? It's not just food. It's money. So all of that food, it gets grown, processed, transported. We dispose of it. It comes into a lot of money. It's estimated to cost $218 billion of food every single year just in the U.S., or $1,800 average for each household of four.
Oof, a lot of food and a lot of money.
And that's not where we stop either. At a time when we should be doing all of these different efforts to save water and to save energy, food waste wastes both of those too. So it takes a lot of water to grow all of that food we're wasting. It actually also takes a lot of fertilizer and a lot of energy. So conservatively, it's estimated that we waste at least 2% of the entire energy budget of the U.S. every single year to the food that we throw away. Ugh.
Okay, so food waste is bad. I get it. We're losing food, money, water, and energy.
And that's not all. We are contributing to greenhouse gas emissions with all the stuff we throw away.
What do you mean?
So, as I said, you know, we're trying to conserve energy, conserve water, but we're also trying to emit fewer carbon emissions. And instead of doing that, food waste generates methane, which is a greenhouse gas, and that contributes to climate change. So, because of all of this wasted food, landfills are the third largest source of methane in the U.S. And we're also wasting a lot of space, and it's all making a really big mess. So food waste is the single largest component of municipal landfills in America. It's over a quarter, 28% of the world's agricultural area is used to produce food we don't even eat. And here's the whopper of it all. If food waste was its own country, it would rank number three in CO2 emissions behind the US and China.
Okay, I get it. Food waste is a problem. Now I feel guilty about throwing away half that burger.
Don't feel bad, Karel. It's just a little food for thought about what we're all buying and what we're throwing away.
Now that I've heard all the bad, what are we doing around the country and around the world to fix food waste?
We are doing a lot. I mean, there's a program right here in Lansing called Scraps to Soil where they take food waste and they bring it over to Hammond Farms and it gets composted and turned into great soil. There are things that schools are doing all around the country to waste less food. Even Michigan State University has a great program to reduce their food print on the environment. So I think all of us can contribute in our own ways. But from a personal perspective, when I go to the supermarket, I try to think a little more carefully about what I'm going to be using that week and what might end up sitting in the back of my fridge for a few months till I remember that I bought it.
Yeah, I think we've all had those moments where we open the fridge and it's full, but we don't have anything to eat. And I think that is a very easy way to start chipping away at the issue.
We can't recover all the food that we're wasting, and we can't even really come close. But we can do better at distributing food so more people who need it have enough to eat and we're wasting less. We can invest in better farming practices. We can improve the research on food waste. And we can help educate consumers about the choices that are going to be saving them money.
If you have something you want to add to the conversation about food waste, an observation, or maybe a tip on how to reduce food waste, let us know by commenting on the Serving Up Science page on WKAR.org. You've been listening to Serving Up Science, the series all about food, where it comes from, and how it impacts our health and our planet. Next week on Serving Up Science, we'll talk about where Americans are turning for information on what to eat. I'm Corel Vega.
And I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum.
And this is WKAR. Mm-hmm.